Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
Ag Day at the Capitol is coming up next week, and there is a fresh face from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau that you should meet. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess. Jason Muniaini is the new Executive Director of Government Relations, and he's looking forward to his first Ag Day at the Capitol. Jason, tell me a little bit about what your priorities are for your very first Ag Day at the Capitol here in Wisconsin.
So Ag Day in the Capitol next Wednesday, March 29th. Very excited. Our focus this year is going to be on food supply chain protection. We've seen recent events like COVID-19, the war in Ukraine, even influenza outbreaks, you know, kind of reveal some serious strains on our global food supply chain. And that supply chain starts with our farmers and our agricultural producers. And we want to make sure that we're protecting the first mile, not the last mile of our food supply chain. So we'll be focusing on that.
And there's another top of mind issue that you're planning to take to the Capitol as well.
Our big ask this year, our big request is going to be in local transportation. Every farmer that you talk to will tell you that their biggest hurdle to bring products to market are the roads right outside their farms. So we're focusing on local transportation, critical agricultural road improvements. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, as well as our other Ag Coalition members, are going to be asking legislators to include $150 million specifically for roads that affect the agricultural industry, agriculture economy, that we're going to find the most critically needed agricultural use routes through our local road improvement processes and try to fix those. And fix those not just to fix them, but fix them to a standard that is proportionate with modern agricultural practices. I heard, you know, somebody recently said, it's not that our trucks are too big for the road, it's that the road isn't big enough for our trucks. So we need to make sure that we're focusing on being able to bring our product to market.
Well, that ask is not a small amount of money.
So $150 million there, but that's not the only part of the food supply chain that we need help on. We need things to help animal health and disease prevention. We've saw challenges with avian influenza, and there's dangerous diseases that are not quite at our shores, but we're concerned about. We have labor challenges and agricultural education challenges, and we have challenges with food distribution and aggregation. All of those things are things that we're going to bring to our legislators in the Capitol. And again, we need to get farmers to the Capitol on Ag Day in the Capitol next week, Wednesday, March 29th. We've got a great agenda. We have Secretary Randy Romanski from DATCAP who's going to speak to us. We have a legislative panel with Senator Howard Markline, Chairman of Joint Finance, Senator Ballwig from the Ag Committee in the Senate. We have Representative Tony Kurtz, who's on the Joint Finance Committee, and Representative Vandermeer, who's the new chair of the Transportation Committee in the Assembly. We think that we have a really great and robust panel to talk about food supply chain challenges. We think that that's the right message, and it's a sense of urgency. In the past, we've always talked about, well, we need to do these things because they're good for farmers, and that's true. But now we've seen some circumstances where this is a little bit more critical. We have to start doing this because it's not just good for farmers, but it's good for consumers. It's good for people who are going to the grocery store. It's every one of us.
Tell me why it's so important for farmers to come to Madison for Ag Day at the Capitol.
So we need to make sure that our farmers' voices are being heard. You know, we're down to about 2% of the population in Wisconsin that are still farming, and we're providing food for the 98% here. We need to make sure that people understand our challenges, understand the impacts that global supply chains are having on the agricultural industry, and focus on how we can make our operations easier, more affordable, more cost-effective. And we think that, you know, the programs that we've laid out as priorities for this state budget are the way to do that. We've got a surplus at the state level, and I think that this is an opportunity for some good one-time funding to plug in a gap that we've really had a challenge with, and that's local roads. We've done the Milwaukee interchanges, we've done the big interstates, the state highways, we've gotten money from the federal government to fix some of our larger bridges, but the things that have fallen through the cracks are town roads, box culverts, small bridges under 20 feet. These things aren't getting funded at the necessary rate, and I think that our hope is that we can get our farmers down to Madison next week Wednesday, and they can bring this message and the challenges that they see on their farms into the Capitol. And even if people aren't comfortable, you know, doing public speaking, just having bodies in the room is really helpful. And we can show our legislators that we're united on this initiative and on the budget priorities that we have here. So it's an exciting opportunity. I think it's going to be a good day. We've got great leanings lined up. You know, we want Farm Bureau to be you know, at the tip of the spear on lobbying on behalf of agriculture. So this is our first opportunity to do that in a big way, and we're looking forward to it.
Jason, I think your hiring was announced right after the annual convention this year. Is that right?
Yep, I just started here in January.
Okay, so you weren't in attendance there, but what were some of the policies that our Farm Bureau members were most interested in seeing brought up the ladder?
So I wasn't at annual convention, but as I've gotten to know and talk to a lot of different farmers, the number one issue is roads. Everyone's concerned about the roads, spring weight restrictions. We had the milk hauling permit debate up in Chippewa County. This is at the forefront of everybody's mind right now is how are we going to get products to market? How are the roads going to continue? How are we going to be able to operate with full loads for feed and for milk and manure spreading? That seems to be at the top of everybody's concern. I mean, other things that we've talked about with other farmers is, you know, we have challenges with wildlife damage to crops. We've got challenges with rural EMS. We have challenges with, you know, some of the other programs that we've had. We're undersubscribed on some of the farmer-led conservation programs. So it's a kind of a wide variety, but I'll tell you, every single person you talk to says, yeah, we got to do something about these roads. We got to fix the roads. We got to build these roads to a place where we can have modern agriculture. And, you know, there are other states that are looking to dive into the work that we've done here in Wisconsin and take a piece of our pie on our agricultural industry. And we don't want to let that happen. We need to put the investment into Wisconsin's infrastructure so that we can continue to operate efficiently and effectively without unnecessary waste of fuel and time and lost efficiencies.
Jason, outside of those issues that you just mentioned, what else is on your desk?
Well, earlier today, we actually joined some folks down at the Capitol on a press conference regarding community solar. So these would be solar projects that are about 20, 30 acres. One of the things that we have heard that from people who are frustrated is they're concerned about, you know, large utilities coming in and taking, you know, thousands of acres off of farmland production, quality farmland, to build these solar fields, kind of usurping agricultural zoning. We look at the opportunity for community solar as kind of a new thing for agriculture. You can kind of monetize some unproductive land or reduce your energy costs and also maybe get a little extra cash out of it. From what we see, and this is consistent with Farm Bureau policies and this legislation, that there's actually greater local control with some of these smaller solar projects than there would be for these multi-thousand acre utility scale projects. There's a nice opportunity for our farmers to have a voice in the process and talk to their local officials about what they want to do. But, you know, 20, 30 acres is half a 40. It's half a crop field. And that's something that's a lot easier to site. And, you know, you can partner with your neighbors to help reduce their energy costs as well. These are a financing structure that I think can really benefit agriculture in Wisconsin in the long run.
So next Wednesday is the day?
Yes, March 29th.
And where do people go to find out more information?
So you can go to our website, WFBF.com, or if you just Google Wisconsin Farm Bureau Ag Day at the Capitol, it'll bring you right to our website. There's still the opportunity to register today and tomorrow. Early registration ends tomorrow, so get in, get quick to register here. But we hope to have a really great crowd to talk about the problems talk about the challenges that agriculture has, but also to show that there is opportunity in the future to partner with our state legislators, to partner with government, and provide the necessary infrastructure that we'll need into the future.
That was Jason Munyaini, the Executive Director of Government Relations with Wisconsin Farm Bureau. Jason definitely wants Farm Bureau members to join them at the Capitol next Wednesday, the 29th. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess.
Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.